So, let me get this straight, ladies and gentlemen. Sir Cuthbert Worthington Jones' body was found shot in the garden. The gun itself belongs to you, Mr. Whitaker Coles.
That's correct, Inspector. It is my gun, but it is the property of the estate here. I use it mainly for shooting rabbits.
And pretty women behind hedges.
I was not shooting at your daughter. I was aiming at the rabbit on the vegetable patch. I didn't know she was behind the hedge at all. If I'd have known, I wouldn't have shot.
So, could a similar accident have occurred with Sir Cuthbert, Mr. Coles?
No, sir. I was in the greenhouse with Mrs. Doyle. She was assisting me with my limp Lily.
Sorry to hear about your predicament.
It's nothing personal, Inspector. Happens occasionally, especially the old of the Lily.
Yes, well, I think that's best sorted by those with green fingers. Now, where was I?
I believe we're about to solve the murder, Inspector.
Oh, the great detective, Holmes. What the devil are you doing here?
Enjoying the fresh country air, and had been helping to solve the case of the seven wooden figurines for Sir Cuthbert.
There's no mention of seven wooden figurines in my inquiry.
Scotland Yard's finest is baffled, Watson. Perhaps I ought to shed some light on the matter for him.
Absolutely, Holmes. Would be the kindest thing to do.
No need to worry about that, Inspector. It was a silly little prank played on my father by someone in the village, probably the children. However, my father, in all his wisdom, decided that perhaps Sherlock Holmes should come to investigate in case there was anything sinister. A complete waste of time in my eyes.
It's the curse! Believe me, it's the wretched curse!
The curse?
Too long a story to explain, but it has nothing to do with the recent events here.
Got it in one, Master Worthington Jones. So, Lestrade, what brings you here?
I got transferred here to enjoy my last few years in the service and teach these carrot crunchers how to detect property. The Chief Inspector said I needed a more relaxing pace from the hustle and bustle of London and chasing its worst criminals through its murky depths.
Hear, hear, Inspector. Everyone should be able to enjoy their retirement in peace.
You look rather familiar. Have we met before?
I get that all the time. Sadly, no, Inspector.
So, Lestrade, have you cracked the case at all?
I have a few more questions to ask those here present. But I feel that I may leave that to my other constables in the room to do the interrogations. That way I can listen in to what others say and complete my conclusions. Well done, my fellow detectives. Looking at all the evidence gathered, I believe that I know what happened here. So, if you will allow me to illuminate you all. Now, Lady Worthington Jones, I know this is a very delicate matter for you, seeing as it's your husband who has been a victim of a horrible crime. But I believe that this crime was a pure passion. A loved one committed this atrocity. Didn't you, Master Clive Worthington Jones? You killed your father because you were next in line to inherit the estate. You begrudged him from giving you any authority around the estate or the many business deals he had. It is true that you have returned from travels overseas, but nobody knew why you were sent over. You were sent over to become a man and grow up and to take on responsibility. However, your father didn't give you that responsibility, did he? So you saw your opportunity to have it out with him, especially after he had upset your mother. In a fit of rage, you grabbed the gun he had confiscated from Mr. Coles and shot your father. Not once, but twice. Cuff him and take him away.
How dare you even suggest that I would kill my own father, you imbecile? Honestly, pride of the force. Ha! I have more faith in a dog to solve the case than you. Yes, it is true that I was cross with my father for arguing with my mother, but couples do argue. He has sent me overseas to make me more of a man, as well as to stop seeing that girl, Madge Thistlewhite, as she was bad for the family image. I stopped seeing her and rekindled my love interest with another, Emily.
The maid? What on earth are you thinking, Clive? Now you know that Clarissa is the girl we have chosen for you. when you should be marrying her in the future, and you shall both lead a happy, loving life together. You will not be seeing the maid or Thistlewaite again.
Mother, I am a man with needs, and as such, they need to be fulfilled. So, Inspector, at the time my father was shot, I was in fact cavorting in the wine cellar with Emily.
Yes, sir. Mr. Inspector, sir. This is right. I'm sorry, ma'am, but your son is a mighty fine man. Begging your pardon, my lady.
Emily, my dear girl, he is much like his father. A womanizer, a philanderer. He has a way with words, and as such can reel you in and cast you out at the drop of the hat. After this silly business has been dealt with, one would expect you to gather your things and seek other employment. Less said about the relations between you and my son, the better. Imagine how awful it would look if it got out in the public domain. Thank goodness we don't have social media.
You spin a nice little web, Clive. But all the evidence stacks up against you.
Lestrade, my dear fellow, you have again tied the laces on the wrong shoe.
Oh, have I? I suppose the great Sherlock Holmes knows better, does he?
Well, I wouldn't put it like that. I would merely say that I am aware of all of the facts. The ones which you have focused on are completely irrelevant to the murder. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will allow me to break the tradition and the illusion of relative time, I shall now show you what I believe happened to bring about the demise of Sir Worthington Jones.
Arabella! Arabella! Where are you, darling? Oh, it's you, Lady Veronica. I must apologise. Whatever's the matter, dear lady? Your face! What's happened?
Nothing. Completely my fault.
I don't believe that for a second. What's going on here? I demand to know.
It's my husband. He's in a filthy rage. We had an argument, and this is the result of me opening my mouth to what he didn't want to hear. The truth.
I am not one to normally interfere with another man's marriage, but this is not acceptable behaviour from a man, especially not a titled man. What was so terrible that he would do this to you? You poor creature.
I shouldn't really say, but I fear... No, I know he has another, a mistress. She's up a gum tree, to put it plainly, carrying his son. They say history repeats itself. His father was rumoured to have done the same, but it was never proved.
The cad! An absolute bounder in the first class. How could he do that to such a delicate flower as yourself? You've always been too good for him. You deserve better. Do you know who the mistress is?
You won't want to know.
It's all right. You can tell me. I can help you to sort this.
Lady Arabella, I'm so sorry.
What? That filthy swine. She is but a young lady. My only daughter. My precious flower. How could he even have... Cuthbert! Cuthbert!
You dare cad! Sorry. How dare you barge in here without knocking?
You low-down dirty dog. Messing with another man's daughter.
Now hang on. What's that you've got there?
Bang. Bang.
You then dropped the shotgun and left the room and headed to the gardens via the south-facing garden door to find your daughter sat by the lake. You acted in mock worry when meeting her, as you had heard gunfire again and believed that she was being shot at for a second time. Together you rushed back into the house via the main doorway. Isn't that so, Sir Montgomery?
I did meet with my daughter by the lake. She was crying terribly. I had been searching for her for ages on this blasted estate.
The route you took to exit the room was apparent by the trampled flowers on the border of the lawn. It shows that the person was rushing to get elsewhere quickly. You cut across the lawn and through the Lalandi hedge rather than following the footpath round the outside.
Father, did you really shoot him?
My darling, it's more complicated than that.
Father, tell me. I loved him. He's the father of my unborn child.
How could you love him? He's too old for you. He should never have come near you. I did it to protect you, to keep my only daughter safe. When Lady Veronica told me what had happened, I couldn't control my anger. Your mother was lost to a cad like him, a man who took advantage of her without consent. In the turmoil of the aftermath, she took her own life. I was damned if it was going to happen to my daughter. So yes, I killed him, and I'm damn glad I did too. This world doesn't need men like him. plucking innocent roses before they bloom.
Well done, Holmes. I say, Lestrade, there's a confession you need.
I never meant for you to...
I know. It was a moment of madness brought on by old wounds. I shall accept my punishment. Master Worthington Jones, take note of this lead. Your life in a different path to your father, and his father before him.
Inspector, remove this heinous creature from our property before something happens to him. Oh, and Inspector, I believe a public apology is best for the humiliation you have caused my family by accusing me of the murder of my father.
However, you did play a part in terrorizing your father.
I beg your pardon?
The 7 wooden figurines. On your travels, you gained a small wooden figurine from some locals you met. Made of mahogany, I gather. The same one which was given to your father on the 7th week and severed on the 8th. It wasn't his life he was fearing, oh, it was over. It was yours.
Mine?
Yes. Your father had seen the figurine you had brought back from your travels and recognized it as soon as it appeared on his window sill. However, the other figurines were made of oak, easily obtained from the estate itself. But the figurines were exactly the same in design. The culprit used your figurine as a template to build others. What your father didn't realize is that the severed head didn't mean death. It simulated a split hair.
How can that be possible? I've known Sir Cuthbert since we were schoolboys. There never was another heir.
Watson, be a good chap and hand out the family tree we found. Make sure you give both out. If you look carefully enough, you will notice one tiny detail, easily passed off as an error.
By Jove, Peter had a younger brother.
Not possible. How could you ever hide an identity like that from anyone?
Quite easily. Pass it off as a mistake on the family tree. Create a new one and hide the original. You see, Sir Cuthbert's father had an affair with a local woman who gave birth to a boy. A half-brother for Sir Cuthbert. The family paid for his upbringing, but the boy never knew his real identity until his mother was on her deathbed. By that time, it was too late to claim anything. Sir Cuthbert had a son of his own to become heir to the Worthington Jones estate. Isn't that right, Whitgar?
Oh, I wouldn't know much about it, Mr. Holmes.
Oh, come now, Mr. Coles. Honestly, honesty's the best policy here, I believe. You are, in fact, a Worthington Jones, are you not?
That be so.
A handy man with a penknife as well, aren't you? Whittling away in the figurines for hours on end in your shed. Tell me, was it to be followed through? Your threat, I mean.
Ashamed as I am, I wish I had never done any of this. All the trouble it has caused. I merely thought that if I scared Sir Cuthbert enough into giving away some of his fortune, then it would be all fine. But he drafted you in before I had a chance to write the demand letter. I never intended to hurt Master Clive or Sir Cuthbert themselves. There was another driving before behind it all. I thought that once I had the money, I'd then be able to whisk Mrs. Doyle off and maybe she would marry me. Me being a bachelor and her a widower. Without the money, I had nothing else to offer her.
You silly man. You only had to ask for my hand in marriage.
I knew you two were an item. Said that all along.
I suppose I'm to be carried off now as well, am I?
Well, Watson, I think that as no real harm was done by the figurines, we could perhaps allow this to slip through the fingers of the law. What do you say, old chap?
Holmes, my good fellow, it's entirely up to you.
Can this day descend into any more madness? Who else is going to pop out of the woodwork?
I suppose, Mr. Coles, we have some business to discuss. Perhaps we should go to the study.
I must say, Mr. Holmes, an impressive display of detective work. Nice to be on this side of it for once. I must take my leave. Clive, my dear boy, I shall be in touch. The offer I made to your father is still on the table if you wish to take me up on it. And also, the Reverend Felch may be in contact with you regarding another business opportunity you hinted at on your travels abroad.
I wonder what he meant by that, Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, I must admit, you have rather impressed me. Perhaps you are as good as the papers say. Worcester will attend to your needs. Feel free to stay the evening, and we can arrange a cab to take you to the station in the morning.
Most kind of you. Are you still writing about our adventure to the Worthington Joneses, Watson?
Very nearly finished, my good man. There is one more thing puzzling me, though. Peter Reichenbach.
Oh, really? Why?
The things he said to you, they were almost riddled, as if he were baiting you, much like playing a game of chess. Lay out the path for your opponent to follow and hope he falls into your trap.
Watson, my dear friend, you are making a fine detective. He was indeed dropping the odd breadcrumb for me. I chose not to follow it. He thinks he can get the better of me, but I will always remain one step ahead. In saying that he needs to think that he is head of the game, allowing me to catch him up.
Reichenbach. Reichenbach. Isn't that the place where the fools were? We stayed there at a hotel. The hotelier was a nice chap. Peter something or other.
Styler. Peter Styler at the Englischer Hof in Meringen. I shall never forget that place. Anyway, good night, old chap. Don't forget to eat your supper. Mrs. Hudson will be most upset if you waste it.
But who else would have known that, Holmes? Unless it was... No, surely not. It can't be, can it? Is it really?
Good night, old chap. Good night.
I now have been compelled to make a clear statement of his career, due to those injudicious champions who have endeavoured to clear his memory by attacks upon him, whom I shall ever regard as the best and the wisest man whom I have ever known, the great Sherlock Holmes.